I did some more digging about my dad's unit, number 2 recovery section of number 8 Army Field Workshop of the RAOC, and also managed to get hold of his army record. At the National Archives, Alan found the war diary of 2 Corps, which contains records of all 4 recovery sections. These covered their preparation for the departure to France as part of the British Expeditionary Force in January 1940, their journey across France to Belgium, and then the retreat to Dunkirk. Wilf filled in with his own personal memories, so we've got a pretty good idea of how the unit got on. My dad, Staff Sergeant Stanley Henry Avon, was born in Greenwich, London in 1909. He got back to England from Dunkirk on the 26th of May 1940 and was sent with many others to Totten and then to Woods Corner near Burley. There, the men were sorted out into their proper sections after the chaos of the Dunkirk evacuation, and number 2 recovery section was billeted at Alham Green House. I was born in London in the middle of July, and my dad and I met for the one and only time at our flat in Blackheath. Can't remember any of it at all. On the 5th of September, when I was 7 weeks old, he wrote a letter to my mum, which I still have, saying he was going to see someone that evening about digs for her and me so we could be near him. But at 11:15 that night, a bomb hit Alham Green House. It fell through the upper story and the ground floor and exploded in the cellar where the sergeants were sleeping. As well as my dad, 3 other men died. They were Staff Quartermaster Sergeant Harry Stanley Tyler, mentioned already, and Sergeant Alfred William Blunn, both from Worcester, and Staff Sergeant Edgar William Ernest Gifford, born in Frome, Somerset, but at the time from North Bradley in Wiltshire.